What's up? I have Phil with me. So Phil is a business nerd and he's an ex-Harvard guy. He's the CEO and co-founder, or he's the CEO and founder of Next Wave Hire. So Next Wave Hire allows employers to hire right talent through some effective, unconventional and non-traditional ways.
Thanks for having me. So my name is Phil. As Sunil mentioned, I kind of am a business nerd. I started trading stocks when I was 11 years old. I went to college at New York University, studied finance, worked for a venture capital firm that has offices across the world, San Francisco, Mumbai, Boston, etc. I've invested in lots of companies around the world, including LinkedIn, Pinterest, Bharat Matrimony, and many, many others. And currently sort of in this job market, HR marketplace, and wanted to share some of my own personal experiences.
So Phil, can you tell more about what these effective and unconventional ways are?
So I think in terms of unconventional ways of marketing yourself, you know, the conventional way obviously is applying for jobs, using your CV, your resume, etc. But the candidates, I think many times who stand out, one, sometimes have a connection at the company. In the United States, I think the stat is 70% of jobs are gotten through networking. And so that's obviously a great way to stand out. If you don't have a connection at the company, then it's really on you to do something else to help you stand out beyond just your resume. And that could be something like building a following on social media, creating a blog presence, doing a CV that's maybe more video-based or more interesting, like a portfolio, than just sending in a PDF.
Awesome. That sounds so much interesting. And I think it involves a lot of effort, but it's gonna worth it in the end.
Yeah, it is. I think, look, if you just want a normal job and you just want to punch in at 9 o'clock and leave at 5 o'clock and get your paycheck and maybe your health benefits and things like that, then this probably isn't for you. If you want to have a job that gives you a chance to move up, to make a really good salary, to have an impact, to do things that you're passionate about, then it's worth the work to get that sort of opportunity. And those opportunities are really hard. If they weren't hard, everybody would have them.
Exactly. So do you believe that, in today's world, is there a possibility that, anyone can market themselves and to land a job of their choice? So for example, any guy who's, just been graduated an MBA and now he is looking for a job, but instead of going after a traditional way to look a job, prepare a resume and cover letter and start applying at different companies. So can he, use marketing to, market himself to land a job that he wants?
Yes, definitely. So I'll give a couple of stories that I've come across recently in my own personal stories. So I was on LinkedIn a couple of weeks ago and I noticed there was an ad on the side of the screen. And usually those ads are for businesses that want to sell me something. But this was an ad to the extent of, hey, I'm a software engineer and I want to work for you. Click here. And so I clicked on it because I was very curious because I'd never seen an ad like that before, a person, an individual advertising themselves. And it went to this person's personal website. And I looked at his website and he was a very accomplished person. He went to Stanford. He started computer science. I think he had a master's. He was living in Singapore, I believe, at the time. And it basically said, hey, here's what I'm into. Here are some projects I've worked on, some code repositories. If you want to talk to me, I want to talk to you. Click here, send me an email. And so I actually sent this guy an email, not because I wanted to hire him, because I wasn't looking for somebody like that, but I was very curious to know why he did this because he had such a strong resume. And I think that the interesting lesson here is that even somebody with such a strong resume is going out of their way to be creative, to do something that's different, to truly market themselves. And I said, hey, I really loved your ad. I loved your website. What happened? Why did you do this, etc.? And he basically said, look, I can apply through jobs through the normal way, but I'm just going to be in the stack of resumes with everybody else. And maybe I'll get an interview, maybe I won't. And this way, I think he spent $30 or $40 on these advertisements and he got 4 or 5 interviews from these advertisements. by targeting people in the United States that he wanted to work for because he was based abroad. And I think he got one of those jobs. So for a pretty small investment, $40 or $50 US, he was able to land a job because he was just doing things a bit more creatively. There's a couple other similar kind of stories. So one person I know, this is a long time ago, they wanted to get a job in venture capital, which is a very small industry, and there's only a handful of people in it. And so he targeted the 10 different companies that he wanted to work for, and he went on Google AdWords and he bought the keywords for the investment professionals that work there. So for example, let's say I was the person at the VC firm he wanted to talk to. When somebody typed in Phil Strazula, my name, into Google, there would be an ad that popped up that was something like, "Hey, Phil, I see you're Googling yourself. I really want to work for you. Click here to learn more." And it clicked to his website, and it was all about why he wanted to work in venture capital, blah, blah, blah. And those AdWords cost like 10 cents per click or something very, very small. And so that was like a really interesting way of getting the attention of these people who are very busy, who don't have time, who are kind of running around like a crazy person. And you could do that for, you know, a partner at a venture capital firm or a law firm or whatever. You could also do it for a recruiter and just do it in a creative way. People Google themselves. Other people Google them and they might see the ad and say, "Hey, recruiter, did you know that there's this ad on here for you?" And that's just another way of really getting in front of people in a unique way that's very marketing driven. I'll just say, share one more story that's my own personal story. So when I was 23 years old, I lost my job. It was the big recession here in the United States. It was 2008. And my company basically went bankrupt. So I was out of a job. This was long before I went to Harvard Business School. And I needed to get a new job. And so I started a blog and just started writing every single week about different trends that I thought were interesting in the technology space. And people started seeing that blog and saying, "Hey, like, who is this guy? What? Why is he writing about this? Does he want a job, etc.?" And it actually helped me land a job at the venture capital firm that I eventually worked for, because they knew that I was interested. They knew I could write well. They knew I had good ideas. And also, I was just doing something that was different than your typical CV, resume, cover letter type of thing.
Those stories are so much interesting, Phil. I mean, the first, you know, running a Facebook ad targeting all the people or all the companies that you want to, you know, work into, and same with the Google search ad, you know, that's, and, yep. And really, I find the most brilliant thing is like, you know, searching myself and I'm seeing an ad that, "Hey, Sunil, I want to get in touch with you and thank you for Googling yourself and, you know, click here to talk with me." That's an interesting way to get someone's attention.
Yeah, I think so. And it kind of speaks to their ego a little bit. You're taking the time out to go after them. And you're also, I think the really interesting thing is that if you submit your resume to a job, there's 200 other people that are doing the exact same thing. And your resume looks like everybody else's resume, unless there's something really amazing about it. Maybe you went to IIT and got a silver medal or something like that, right? But for the most part,
yeah, exactly.
You're just in the pile. But if you're advertising like that, you're in a pile of one person, which is you. And so you get so much more attention.
Right. And that adds to your credibility as well, because since you're so creative in, you know, running the ad, maybe on Google or maybe on Facebook or anywhere, or doing something unconventional. So it shows that how much you're passionate about those things and how much you're willing to go far to get that perfect job that you want.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that is something that a lot of people don't have. A lot of people, and look, finding a job is really hard. You face a lot of rejection. And I think a lot of people give up very easily. And so they want somebody to hand them a job. But if you can go the extra mile, that says a lot about you. And it says a lot about who you will be as an employee, which of course is what your future boss really cares about.
Exactly. And Phil, like, what's your take on, you know, it's already 2019 and people still, like they're carrying their CVs and they're carrying their resumes everywhere. So what's your take on, you know, instead of having these CVs or resumes, having a personal website or having a portfolio online or maybe having just a LinkedIn profile, right? Because we are in the era of digital, like this is a digital age and we already have AngelList. We already have websites like LinkedIn where we have all the information, right from education to places we have worked on, some recommendations and skills. So how do you compare these two, you know, having resumes or CVs or having a portfolio website or LinkedIn?
Yeah, I think you need both. I think that a lot of employers are going to expect you to have the physical CV, of course, when you show up for an interview or whatever. But in order, you at least need a LinkedIn profile these days, and if you really want to stand out and do more, you need more. You need to have a personal website with some interesting things. And it depends on your industry. If you're a designer, you have a portfolio. If you're a salesperson, maybe you've got a couple of videos that kind of share your sales philosophy, whatever the case may be. Those things go a long way, because when somebody Googles you, and that could be when they see your resume, or it could be when they see your, you know, Facebook ad, they're going to want to understand why you. And if you have that information in a compelling way that's different, and I think different is the key here, then you're going to be much better positioned relative to everybody else out there.
Awesome. And I think these unconventional ways or unconventional methods will really help you answer the question, you know, why you? And that shows again how credible you are.
Definitely.
Yeah, awesome. And Phil, like that brings me to my last question, which is like, if anyone who is listening right now to the podcast, and if they want to, you know, start marketing themselves to land a dream job or any job that they're passionate about, so what are some ways they can start doing it?
So I think that you need to figure out what are the things that are important for the job that you're going after. So for a software engineer, maybe it's contributing to different open source projects on GitHub or answering questions on Stack Overflow. For somebody who's a writer, designer, it's having a portfolio, et cetera. Understand, like, how can you show off your best skills in a way that's credible, that's easy to understand, and then create that digital asset, you know, create that Stack Overflow profile or your portfolio or your website, and then get people to that. So I think the idea of using Facebook or LinkedIn ads is really powerful. Emailing directly to recruiters, to hiring managers can be effective if you do it in a way that is sensitive to their time, not overly aggressive, that's well written, that's articulate, that's thoughtful, or just have it on your CV. Because when you have something like that on your resume, if somebody's intrigued, it could be the difference between you getting an interview and you not getting an interview. Is somebody just doing a quick Google search or going to your online portfolio and saying, oh, okay, this is good. I really like this person relative to every other resume that's just, you know, a bunch of bullet points and hard to read and usually doesn't really tell too much about the person. As an individual, and that's an important thing to bring out in these things as well, who you are as a human being, as well as the skills that you have and what you can bring to the company as a professional.
So thank you for your time, Phil. And it was very insightful talking to you.
Well, it was great talking to you. Thanks for staying up so late.